You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
With me today is Learn to Swim Week Ambassador Laurie Lawrence, and we are going to talk about one of the most important life skills we should all learn. Good day, Laurie.
How are you?
Good, thank you. And you?
I'm better now that I'm talking to you, because we're going to save some lives together.
Yes, and on the 2nd of October, there are free swim lessons all around Australia.
Correct. There are 400 swim schools all around Australia offering a free swimming lesson or up to 5 free swimming lessons for the week. Different swim schools are offering different packages. I started this for the Kids Alive program, not me. Kids Alive started this with Pool Works 4 years ago, just with a few swim schools starting, and now we've got 400 swim schools offering lessons all over Australia. And it's just a fantastic initiative.
And this shows how important it is, isn't it?
Oh, it does. It does. But I'll tell you what shows how important it is that swimming saves lives is this. When I started the Kids Alive program in the year 2000, 63 children under the age of 5 drowned. Last year, 18. So we've made a huge improvement from 63 to 18. However, having said that, 18 is a busload of kids. Can we afford to lose a busload of kids every year? That's crazy. We want zero, no drownings of under 5 children, the most vulnerable, in this country.
People will say, well, my children's still little. I will never leave him or her in the water by herself. But it's still a good skill to learn, isn't it?
It is, but what we do is we keep the parents in the water until the children turn 4. And we teach the parents how to teach their kids to swim, or the grandparents. It is a fantastic bonding experience for parents and grandparents. Fantastic.
And under 5, it's important that they learn when they are under 5, because
that's the most vulnerable, under 5. In fact, the first swimming lessons occur in the bath as soon as the kids come home from hospital. Because they're in the womb for 9 months. They're immersed in a watery environment. What I'm saying is maintain that natural affinity they have with the water. Continue pouring water on their face when they're babies, using trigger words, and you will condition them to hold their breath on command. Then, by the time that they've had their needles, their inoculations, by the time they've had that, and they can hold their neck somewhere around about 6 months, you can take them to the pool and start formal swimming lessons under a good instructor with parent or grandparent.
And of course, it's important that as children, they also know that the water is a safe place to be as long as you know you have learned that life skill.
Of course, of course. And you know what? By kids coming to the pool early and being allowed to explore once they can submerge and float, they learn respect for the water. They know the difference between deep and shallow water, and they're less likely to wander into life-threatening situations. It's an amazing skill to have, and swimming saves lives.
And a lot of people who have signed up for the free lessons have signed up for further lessons.
Yeah, last year, 60% of the people who came in for a free lesson or a number of free lessons, 60% of those people booked in for further lessons, which is fantastic. And I think that is one of the reasons why the drowning stats in the under fives, one of the few in Australia, are going down.
October 2 up to October 9, where can they get...
If they go online to Learn to Swim Week, the numeral 2, learntoswimweek.com, put in their postcode, they'll find what swim schools are offering free lessons in their area. That's the best way to do it. If they can't get free lessons that way, hop on a plane, come up to the Gold Coast, and I'll give them 5 free lessons up here. but I won't pay for their accommodation.
I think that's a good enough reason to go, being taught by you. Thank you very much, Laurie Lawrence.
Pleasure.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.